Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Record.
Okay. Record.
All right. So what were you just saying?
We're talking about mid and quarter life crisis.
No, we weren't talking about quarter life. We said midlife crisis. You said, I think I've already had one of those.
I said, can you have more than one?
I'm like,
because I think I've gone through one. And I said, I'll know when you go through a midlife crisis, because to me, I feel like that'll be the point when you decide to
go gray.
Where other people might look at it and be like, oh, she's just allowing the natural process to happen. I'll see it as like something's wrong here. And I hope
it passes. What happened? No. And I told you, I said, I think my midlife crisis started when I started Botox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I got Botox and I was like 42. Yeah.
Hey guys, Gina started Botox at 42. Gina had me start Botox at...
You make it sound like I made you.
No. We talked about sunscreen.
Yes.
Which if you haven't listened to our sunscreen podcast, you better
freaking wear some sunscreen.
We talked about sunscreen.
Yes.
And we talked about...
We've talked about it on multiple occasions.
Yeah, we've talked about doing small amounts of Botox.
Yes. As preventative. Because I'll tell you what, a girlfriend of mine, I won't say, I don't even think she listens to us, to be honest, but her, might start with an S. So anyway, my girlfriend, she was an esthetician. And so she had started doing it at like 26, I think. And so she's now over 40 and she doesn't have to use that much.
No, she looks great.
She looks great. And it's not, and again, if you don't have the money or you don't want to do it, totally fine. You do you, boo-boo.
Hey, if you don't have the money and you don't want to do it, you definitely totally have the money to get yourself some Athea skincare.
plug.
You should be using anti-aging products and a lot of sunscreen.
Keep your face out of the sun. But anyway, so she's the one. It was so funny. Like when I turned 40, she said, "Oh, we're getting Botox." And I just kept thinking like, what the hell? Like I'm fine, you know? And then it was like, I think it was 41 or 42. Anyway, she made me the appointment.
She's and like,
this is the raddest part. She goes, hey, so I made you an appointment. This is where I get it. But don't be scared of what she looks like. And I was like, what? And I'm not kidding. I went to this one place. I'm not going to name what it was. And the woman that owns it looks insane. She looks crazy. She looks like she's over Botoxed, overfilled, over everything. And I just remember
just
looking
like,
at
like
her.
Plastic.
Oh, she just, and not just plastic, just weird.
Okay.
Like weird. Like maybe she just has like, you know, a couple minutes here and there and is like, maybe I'll try to put it right there. You know,
maybe she's doing trial and error on her own face. I know.
It's for science.
She is her own guinea pig.
She is her own guinea pig. So yeah, so it was that was an odd experience. But she did a great job. And, you know, so I've been doing it ever since. I could see you raise your eyebrow. Should we first say?
Oh yeah.
Hey guys.
Welcome to another episode
of In Between the Reps. No. Oh my God. I just said the wrong name. Okay.
Well, hey guys.
Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah. Welcome to In Between the Sheets with Brooke and Gina. This is the late night version.
Okay. All right, back to what we were talking about. So you just do a little bit.
You said I could raise my eyebrow. Yes. Well, what kind was
Disport?
Disport is what I got. And they're like, you know, that's what he did last time and I liked it. And the girl that was doing it this time, she said, oh, it kicks in a lot faster too. So she's like, she's a big fan of it because it's like takes, you know, 3 days versus like upwards of five.
Four or five
for Botox to kick in. So I think I'm still kicking in.
Yeah, you're kicking in.
But I was stressing to her, you guys. So I was on the last podcast, I was talking about how I went and had my Botox done.
I know everyone's like, get off the Botox train. Jesus Christ. What are you guys freaking like, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Sponsored. We have a Botox sponsor. I wish.
No.
All right. Go ahead.
She just said that, I stressed for this person cause she was the first time doing it on me to like, I'm very expressive.
Yeah, like just
he doesn't do a lot.
Yeah, don't pull it back too far.
I was supposed to train that day. It was the first. I flew into Arizona, and I was planning to go to the CrossFit gym. My appointment was at 2:00. I was gonna go to the gym at like the 5:30 class.
Uh huh.
And I was talking to her, and I was like, you know, usually I feel like I've been told, you know, 4 hours or so before you work out. And she said, honestly, I would just wait till like tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I know you're not supposed to work out at all.
And then I checked out, and I paid, and I was like, yeah, too expensive to fuck it up.
Yeah, no, it's true. You're not supposed to work out for that day. And then, I know what you're thinking of, the 4 hours. 4 hours before you lay down.
Oh.
You have to stay upright for 4 hours.
Well, I haven't messed it up yet.
I think you lay down and you're not supposed to rub the spot.
Well, yeah, she said that, you know, if you put makeup on or whatever, just like be really gentle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, we're off that topic.
I know. Sorry.
I actually wanted to ask you something about it.
Go.
Okay. Have you ever used Nair?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh. You know what's so funny that you say that? I have not even heard Nair mentioned for years, but I have a really funny story about it.
Okay. Well, listen.
Please tell me why you asked.
I've never used it.
Okay.
Why do I ask?
Because you don't want to grow it out?
Because the bush is not fully back. No.
I don't know if I'd use it there.
Okay, I've been intrigued by it. Like, I remember I had friends in like high school and middle school that would use it on like their legs, their armpits and things. But I never tried it. And I'm going to do laser hair removal. I did one round of it before I went to Europe.
Right, we talked about
that.
For
Wonder Woman, yeah. And I am going to get it scheduled. But I was like at Walgreens today getting my passport photo.
Oh, I need
trying,
to do that.
I've been trying. Yes, you do. I've been I trying to like go and get my photo for a long time. I finally did it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Mexico.
You were like, oh my God, I just got my hair done.
Also, no, not even new hair could make that photo look good.
You know,
they're
you
like,
know why
okay,
I like-
now put your hair behind your ears. No smile. They did this first photo and I swear to God, whichever angle she took it from, I looked like you couldn't see the difference between my head and my neck. Fucking terrible.
There's a blockhead.
And I did this. I was like, can I try one more time?
Yeah. Can we not use that one?
I told her, I was like, I don't think it's going to change much.
Can we slim that
down?
But
I'll try one more time. We did it one more time. It did look better and it still looks bad. Like that's,
I want to see it.
That's how bad it is. Oh my God.
Well, you remember how bad mine is. Do you remember?
No, like it was is so bad that when Devin had to send it to my sponsors for travel, they agreed to never letting it out.
Shut up.
Like showing it to people.
I don't remember it being that bad.
You know what the problem was? Yeah. One, I have a round face. I'm a little chubby, okay? Whatever. Get over it. I'm over it.
Okay.
Two,
yeah.
That time, which she kind of did the same thing, my face fits the entire little square. Like stand back.
It fills the whole thing
like,
up.
Like take a step back before you take my passport photo.
You're very eager. Oh my God. You're like literally like on the lens. No. Do you remember when I was going to go to Europe and meet you over there?
Yes.
And you had your agent at the time was Matt.
Matt.
It was Matt O'Keefe.
Can I have a drink of your cider?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Hey,
There's another one back
there.
So
we're not doing Sober October.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I remember he contacted me and he was so great. He like planned everything out because I couldn't actually travel with you. You were traveling with the people in the movie. I had to meet you places and he like, man, I know that's a whole other nightmare.
It's a great story.
It is a good, great story. But we had, he had kind of done everything, but he needed my passport. And I remember saying to him, please don't judge me from this passport photo. And I sent it to him and you both were dying laughing. And you probably don't remember, but my face not only looks awful, right? I really just don't look.
Not only is my face really bad.
Awful. I don't know what I had done to my hair, but I had almost like, I almost felt like it was like, you know, like Lydia from Beetlejuice, like how she had the bangs that were jagged.
Yes.
It's like I had just cut bangs and didn't do anything to them. And they were like they look like jagged edged. And yeah, it was just terrible. And I just remember him saying like, okay, yeah, no judgment, but like, ha, 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 ha. And to me, it was like, okay, thank God. Like at least he's like acknowledging that it's a terrible photo. At least he didn't try to lie. And he was like, no, great photo. I'm sure you're really great looking. Really great looking in person.
No, yeah. No, yeah. I take bad photos too. I've also taken bad photos. Oh yeah, I'm better looking in person too. However, I have been told like I am prettier in person, which thank God. Because I've definitely seen some photos of myself. Not impressive. Some impressive.
I will give you this. I have seen some bad photos of you. I have.
I've seen some bad ones of myself,
dude,
too.
So, many. But not tons. I will say this, but I have some really bad ones.
I mean, I've personally sent you bad photos of
myself. No, I know. Well, I mean, me, I'm like maybe I'm my percentage rate of good pictures versus bad. Good is probably like in the top like 2%. And then like 98% is bad. So when
Gina takes
when
a lot of bad
I
photos.
Take a lot of bad photos and I'm not sure what to do about it. I've had people try to help me with it. In fact, when we were at the games and it was so sweet that people like wanted to take a picture with me also. And I had joked about the night before, like people were, you know, tagging me in photos, which, you know, is like my nightmare.
Yeah.
Which is so, it's so sweet. So like if, you know, if you've ever taken a picture with me, I'm not hating on that.
She just, no, please tag
I just
me.
Don't, I just please, don't please like, do tag I just me. Don't like pictures of myself. So, but this person had taken this picture and we were dying laughing over it. I mean, my posture, my face, I just look so bizarre. And so it was
you said,
what did I say?
Quote,
I don't remember.
I don't know how I composed to make myself look fatter.
I did say that. Oh, I like, it was like just the most, it was like if I was trying to make myself look bad.
It was
like hunched over and a weird,
it was the angle.
And I'm just, that's
you,
nice
you
of you.
You out angled that girl in a terrible way.
I did. So anyway, so after laughing about it, it was so funny because like the next day you were at another booth. I can't remember which one.
FNX.
Mm-hmm. No, it was at FNX. Oh, it was at Pure Spectrum. And so people, and there's a huge line, like just like, you know, down and around the corner. And, you know, it was awesome. It was very awesome to see how many people came to see you. And so I'm like sitting in the corner and like all these people like can see me and I'm like, I'm vlogging for you. Yeah. And they're like, okay, Gina, did you learn how to pose for your pictures?
Oh my God.
Reminding me like, okay. And so then I just felt even more awkward because I was like, I'm trying to do like the hand on the hip. I'm trying to like turn. I'm trying to like not do
now,
the fat arm. I'm trying to, you know, not give myself a double chin.
Because now you're like, we've talked about it. Right. And now you're like, oh shit. Like
now I got to perform.
They all expect that I can perform right now.
I know. And then every time I take a picture, somebody be like, okay, that was better than the last one. Or, you know, like giving me like some kind
rating
of
rating
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Dance, monkey dance. Yeah,
exactly. Oh man. Okay.
Oh,
I don't know where we were going with that.
Well, we were going to talk about Nair.
Oh my God. This is what happens every time. What is wrong with us?
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
Okay, so
you know what? You know who I feel sorry for is Mark, who tries to give titles to these podcasts, because you know he's like, "What is this?"
I usually text him. So like after our two podcasts ago,
yeah,
when we talked about that Christmas movie and
Christmas round brushing, coconut oil,
yes, I texted him and I was like, "Hey, Mark, podcasts are up in the G Drive. Yeah, you're really gonna like this one."
He's really probably like, what the hell?
And he goes, what did I say? I was like,
there's like zero format to it.
I said something kind of funny and he was really excited to listen to it. I love it when we can make him laugh. Mark is he's like edits all of our stuff.
Yeah. And he's awesome.
Yeah. Like basically
he deals with us, which yes. is huge.
And he listens to the podcast yeah. so then he can title it.
I know. And that's why I'm saying yeah, like, what is he going to title this one? Okay. Nair. So back to Nair. So Nair basically is like a liquid, right?
Yeah.
Like a lotion that you put on and it kind of like melts the hair away, right?
They have a lot of different versions of it now. I was at Walgreens today.
Okay. And what did you find? Did they have it for the nether region?
Yeah. They had all kinds of different ones and different ways to apply it.
Huh.
Yeah. And I was looking at it and I was like, I'll try that.
But this is the thing. You have to grow it out.
So it has to be long.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, again, I'm going off of what I know of Nair from like 20 years ago.
But let's do that.
Okay.
Let's go Nair 20 years
okay,
ago.
Okay. So I have
Tell
a story.
Me about it.
I have a story.
Tell me on it.
Oh man, this isn't even about me.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, he's well, he doesn't listen to this for sure. So my ex, he. Nico, we had friends that lived up in like Waterford, which is like near like Stockton area yeah. in California. And he stayed at their house one time. And I remember my friend Yolanda saying, and you know what? I'm going to screw this story up, I'm sure. And if Yolanda, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But I think she was probably like cooking dinner for family or something. And Nico, he's always hated hair and he's Italian, right? So, yeah. I mean, has super thick hair, but he's always had like hairy legs, you know, a little bit of hair on his back as he's gotten older or whatever.
Zero hair on his head.
But
now
zero hair on his head.
Got rid of that shit.
Now. Yes. But he's been shaving that shit for years.
Yeah.
So, I meant his head at that time, but he actually has been shaving his whole body. Like he doesn't like arm hair. He doesn't yeah. like leg hair. So years ago, he went and naired his whole body. And I just remember her saying that he ran out of the bathroom naked, covered in Nair, screaming because it was burning him. And I think he got like burns on his skin from it.
Really?
Yeah. So I think at the time he probably put it on his balls and his, you know, like parts that he probably shouldn't have maybe. And so maybe now that they've like changed it so that like one is, you know, because obviously the skin on your genitals is going to be more sensitive.
That word.
I know. Well, I don't know what to say.
Hoo-ha.
Your hoo-ha.
Pee-pee.
Oh, really? That's like better than genitals?
No, hoo-ha. Genitals.
Pee-pee. I feel like this
my headphones come out.
That's what happens to me all the time.
No, so, but genitals just sound so weird.
Well, it sounds,
I feel like vagina.
It's clinical. I was just trying to be clinical.
You are so clinical.
So it's on his genitalia.
That's better.
Yeah. Oh, that's better than genitals?
Kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding. It's all the same.
Okay.
But real talk, what did you call privates? When you were young, what did your mom have you call them? And like, what did your kids call them?
Oh, well, okay. My mom believed in saying everything. I still to this day, I'm horrified because we had to talk, like we had to say pass gas instead of fart.
I remember that.
Yeah. Pass gas. Oh, that's a pass gas. I can't even say it without laughing.
Hey, do you know, like, what was that?
Oh, that was past gas.
Oh, your dad passed gas. It was like, oh, okay. He farted. No, the fart was a bad word in my house. So we had to say vagina and penis. We never really said penis because there were no penises in the house except for my dad's.
Yeah.
So it was mostly, my poor dad, he lived with five women. God, can you imagine? You know how they talk about everyone's periods getting on the same schedule? He had five women on their period at the same time. God.
Like Wi-Fi.
God love everyone.
Connect.
Yeah. So no, we said, and my mom, this really drove me crazy, actually. We couldn't call it our period. It was called our menstrual cycle.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Oh. I have a good story about that. I'm on my menstrual cycle. So
I'm going to start saying that.
I was late to get my period. I think I might have told the story in the first one, but basically we're sitting around the dinner table and I had started my period finally. I think my mom had a box of pads underneath the
big
bathroom sink. Yeah. For like a good year and a half before, not realizing it was going to take me so long to get it.
Yeah.
So I finally get my period and I finally tell my mom, and she makes me tell my dad at the dinner table.
So dad.
So all six of us, my three sisters, my mom's on one side, my dad's on the other one. And she goes, so tell your dad what happened today. And I'm like, what? And my sisters are dying. They're like, she's like, tell your father what happened today. And I was like, I started my period. And he goes, what? Because he couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
And I go, I started my period. And my mom goes, her menstrual cycle. And my dad was so uncomfortable. She never did it to any of my other sisters.
Only to you.
Yeah, just to me. Because she was like, well, that didn't go well. embarrassed everybody. So, yeah.
Her menstrual
cycle. Yeah. What did you call it?
Pee-pee. You mean my menstrual cycle?
You called your menstrual cycle your pee-pee?
No.
Wait, you called your vagina your pee-pee?
Yeah.
That's like a boy thing.
It was like same.
Oh, pee-pee,
it was just pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
It was like just like.
Oh, that's your pee-pee. That's where your pee comes out.
Oh, that's your pee-pee.
That's your pee-pee. Oh. Everyone's, I feel like,
that's Maggie's,
I feel like,
pee-pee.
I feel like, oh my God. I feel like everyone, I feel like that's so confusing. It's almost like making kids feel like, why does my pee-pee look different than that person's pee-pee?
Yeah, I don't know. But like when I was growing up, so my brother.
It makes sense because it's what you pee with.
Yeah, like I'm the youngest of four. Mm-hmm. And my brother, the only other, but the two guys in my family.
Yeah.
By the time I was even old enough to be like, what's that? I never saw that. Like, I didn't have like a younger brother.
Or, right.
Like, I wasn't around like other kids like showing their pee-pees off.
Well, you really missed out.
But you know, I have heard stories about, you know,
oh yeah,
kids these days showing their pee-pees off.
Oh yeah, show their pee-pees.
That's enough for me to like not want
what,
kids.
Yes. I mean, I think it's pretty.
You're going to be homeschooled. You're going to be looking at your own pee-pee.
You're never leaving anywhere.
But yeah, it was called pee-pee. What are like other terms that people would probably say? You guys should email us at betweentherevs@gmail.com.
People are like, we don't want to do that. We don't want to tell you what we call our peepees.
I guarantee we'll get people that have.
Well, no, I've heard of like people who like call.
I don't want to tell you what I call my peepee.
Yeah. Her name. I've never had a name for my peepee.
I guarantee Katie does.
Oh, for sure does.
Katie definitely has.
Oh, I've always said my hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha.
I think that's why when you went to say vagina,
hoo-ha.
I thought you were going to say.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, when you said genitals, I thought in my head you were going to say hoo-ha.
Yeah. So my kids growing up, we would always say, oh, your hoo-ha for girls and your pee-pee for boys.
Okay, makes sense.
So it's hoo-ha and a pee-pee.
Well, they were just pee-pees in my house.
Everybody had a pee-pee. Everyone's like, well, I knew she had a dick this whole time. Just kidding. Just
kidding. A big one. Just kidding. A really small pee-pee.
No. So, yeah, it was hoo-ha's. hoo-has and pee-pees, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, now I feel like I have to call my kids. And they're like, Mom, why are you calling me at 8 o'clock at night when I'm 29 years old, asking me what I used to call my dick?
Oh, man.
No, but Kylie for sure had a hoo-ha.
I just remember Marston's aunt, or like great aunt or someone. We were at like Thanksgiving. And she was to, it somehow it got brought up because what she would call that.
Yeah.
Was so ridiculous. Uh-huh. I can't remember what she would call a penis, but she would call a vagina a twat twat.
A twat twat?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Twat twat. Twice. I'd say it twice, like pee pee, but twat twat.
Twat twat.
Yeah.
Remember, that doesn't seem appropriate either.
I remember learning about that. Just we were at Thanksgiving or something, just laughing.
Twat twat. Yeah. I think somebody was calling their, I remember, I can't think of who it was, but it was like a friend and their daughter, they would call it a sissy.
Huh.
Oh. Oh, do you have to go wipe your sissy? I don't know. Did you wipe your sissy?
I could see like your sissy being like another word for going pee.
Yeah. No. But they said like, did you wipe your sissy? And I was like, your sissy.
Maybe it was like another.
That's what Ruby calls her sister.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I wiped her.
Yeah. I wiped my sissy. Okay.
You guys, we have a live studio audience right now. And I can only imagine what is going through all of their heads.
Yeah. Oh. Row. Okay. Well, I had another thought and I can't think of it.
Potentially, maybe I was going to say maybe I would give Nair a try, but I think I'll just. Next time at Walgreens, I'll read the packaging.
Well, yeah, and also you have to grow shit out.
Well, that's what I want to see.
You just need to go get lasered.
I know.
You know what? I had the
whole kit and caboodle. Yeah. Besides, I'm gonna go same as you. Just leave a little in case you want to grow it.
Yeah,
out.
Leave like in case it gets really ugly, so I can grow it out and just brush it over. No,
no, we'll braid it and take it back.
It's so gross. Oh, it's just tucked right into my butthole. That's how I hold it. I had laser done years ago and I was so lucky because my sister-in-law had done accounting or bookkeeping for this woman that did laser, and she had already lasered all of her body, right? And so she was still doing books for her, so she was like, well, you can just laser my sister-in-law. So I got like six of them for free.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was like the best thing ever. So I remember going in and I was like,
you think I could get it for free if I like was willing to like Instagram live it?
Probably.
Just kidding.
I'm like, it depends on the area. You're talking about your vajayjay.
My armpits?
Yeah. So
just,
just my armpits. So I went in and I had my armpits done and then my hoo-hoo. Hoo-ha.
A pee-pee.
Now I don't even know what I call it anymore. I can't remember what I call it.
Not vagina.
Now I just call it my vajayjay.
My.
So anyway, I go in and she has my armpits and then she's like, you know, do you want to, I'm thinking she's just going to do like the bikini area.
Yeah.
And she says, do you want me to do where you shave? And I was like, oh. Like I wasn't really prepared for that. You know, like usually, you know, you're going to the gynecologist. So, you know, you want to wear like the nice underwear and, you know, all that. And so I was like, wow, I thought she was just going to go on the outside of my underwear. And yeah, sure. So she did my undercarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
Your bunny tail?
Is that what it's called?
Your taint?
Not my taint. Just
your area.
The area.
Okay, well, when you say like undercarriage
what you would get with a Brazilian.
Listen, the only reason I get what she's saying is because I'm watching her right now.
Spread eagle. Pointing to it.
Trying to remember what it's called.
So like from the, where the stuff is hidden inside. I'm trying to be, you know, PG. And then back. So I had all that lasered. Well, yeah. It hurts, you know, as you know.
Yes.
And so it was like, you know, like a snapping rubber band, like snap, 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 snap. Well, I had shaved everything, but you know, every once in a while you get like a stray little butt hair.
So you, yes, you miss a hair.
So
it basically lights it on fire.
It's like lighting a stick of dynamite. And what happened was the laser hit that little butt hair and it just went poof right on my butthole. It hurts so bad. And I just remember I had no idea what I was going there for. And I remember she gave me like this stuff. I think it was not Neosporin. It was something
like a cream. Cool,
like a cream. And then we were going to San Francisco that night. And me and a bunch of girlfriends, we were going like watching a fashion show or something. And I'm literally like in the restaurant bathroom lubing my vagina up because it was like, it doesn't really hurt right away. It takes a while. And then all of a sudden it was like, I just grew a set of balls between my legs, like hot balls. And I'm just lubing it up in the bathroom. It was really
just your really labia. Painful. Your labia were just swollen.
My labia were just not happy with me. Not happy. But no, I would say this over time, if you get like ingrowns or
way
anything
better.
Like that, it is, I mean, I'll still get hair here and there, but it's, I mean, I can shave it super easy. It's like super thin.
Like that sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
hair here and there. Hair everywhere. In a box or in your box
or in your socks.
Oh, stupid.
In her box or in your socks.
You can put it anywhere.
Oh my God. We're so dumb.
I know. We need to stop. It's like been almost 30 minutes of nonsense. Sorry, Mark. What? Figure out what to call this.
Hair. Everywhere.
Hair everywhere. Just use an air.
Oh my God. This is
stupid. Okay. We're done.
Yeah. So what All I right. but what I will say is
yes.
My sister had her legs lasered.
Uh-huh.
She
Oh, Kylie
loves
did too.
Loves it.
Yes. Well, Kylie just, used I guess to get
best
the
time to
there.
Best time to do my sister too.
Yep.
Both my sisters have really dark hair.
Well, and some
but
of the dark
Lacey has
really
way
thick.
Darker than me and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like her so when she swam on the swim team, both of them did.
Yeah.
So just shaving all the time.
Right.
And would get like razor burn and ingrowns. And like I have really sensitive skin. So I have to be kind of careful with like just not shaving too soon, making sure my razor can't be too new, but it also can't be too old. It's like, it's always a problem. So I'm currently
it's a real
just,
gamble
I'm
all
just
the
really
time.
Growing everything yeah. now. You know?
Just becoming go natural.
Brooke got divorced and went natural. Grew the bush back.
Oh, man.
No, never, not for me. I wear too tight of shorts. Not trying to, you know, what? Have it kind of pat out.
Dude, I was talking about this with my sister the other day. My mom was like a very modest person, but it was weird in the 80s. Like, I remember her on the beach in a bathing suit with her bush hanging out both sides.
Oh my God.
And I was telling her, I was like, Michaela, do I remember that? Do I remember that correctly? I go, do you remember when mom used to have, like, that's a, I mean,
do you remember mom's bush?
Yeah. Nowadays, can you imagine having someone's bush like popping out of each side? Like that would seem almost sexual to me. Does that make sense? It's almost like drawing attention to your nether region.
But like for me, I
like why would she not have shaved that? My kids one time, oh man, now I'm gonna go. We all went to Cabo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they were all like 18 or 19.
What's her name?
Furburger. And there was this Furburger. There was this this woman with her son. I think she was probably like in her 50s or 60s. And she had like a one piece on and they made us all, it was like a pirate ship. It was like one of these like hokey things. Like you go out and go snorkeling. And they made us all put a life jacket on and it has that strap that goes, you know, underneath your like
undercarriage.
Legs. Yes. In your undercarriage. And let's just say that the cord or the, you know, the strap had pulled her suit to the side. So it was like, and she didn't know. And she had a lot of hair down there. And so, of course, my boys being like 18, 19 years old are dying. They're like, oh my God, mom, look, oh my God, she doesn't even know. So this is the worst part, is that they make us all walk the plank.
Yeah.
And so we all have, like, we're all going, right? And so we're all in the water. And this woman, her son jumps down, and then this woman walks out. Well, everyone's looking up.
Yes.
Right? And so you can see the strap up her vagina.
Or up
you can
the see side.
Up the side. You can, there's all, like, stuff come, you know, out. And they kept calling her Furburger.
Oh my God.
Then when we were snorkeling, if they got behind her, because, like, you know, everyone's like, you know, their backs are up on the, you know, water or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like swimming up behind her, and they, and you could hear them in their snorkels going, Furburger, Furburger, Furburger. Like trying to get away because they didn't want to look at it. Oh my God. They're okay. So funny. All right. Sorry. I just had to tell that.
No, it's such a good story. I haven't heard it in so long. And I just pictured, like Joey and Jordan.
Jordan and Jordan. They were horrified
doing that.
Oh my God. They wanted to wash their eyes out with soap. Anyway. Oh shit.
Headphones.
I just took my freaking headphones out again.
Well.
All right. Well, this was a shit show, yeah, guys.
I'm going to. Or was it?
Yeah. Or was it?
Or was it not?
Or was it fun?
I'm going to schedule laser hair removal.
Yeah.
Armpits.
I'm going to video it.
Yep. Armpits. Beard.
Oh yeah, the beard for sure. Yes.
Armpits. Full undercarriage.
Stripe up the back.
And I feel like I would love to like do my legs.
Like lower leg.
Yeah.
You really wouldn't need to do your upper leg. I feel like the lower leg would be the best because it gets rid of like, if you get like the little dots after you shave.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We have light hair, so yeah, probably not that bad.
Which is kind of like a bummer because they do say that the lighter your hair.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
The more it doesn't really work. But
no,
I do.
No, it'll work.
It just, I mean, it's okay if I grow a little back.
Yeah.
You
just
know.
To make it lighter is a lot better for sure.
So yeah, all right. I'm going to do that. I am actually going to be going to Mexico.
Oh, I saw
did
that.
Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me. I had to see it on your Instagram.
Do you want to come?
Well, it depends on when. I'm in the middle
November
of my house.
November 6th through the 13th.
Well, I mean, that sounds amazing. So if I can, I will.
Potentially, you should come. We can get you a spot. It's going to be a little retreat. And then also, I was talking to Heidi Powell, and we're trying to put together Bali trip in January.
Oh, my gosh.
The end of January with Kai York and go out and just be in Bali and take photos. And
yeah, it sounds terrible.
See Bali.
It sounds gross.
It sounds shitty.
Shitty. Super shitty.
Maybe we should not do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, sounds thanks awesome. For hanging out with us for another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating, five-star warning. And we will talk to you guys soon. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.